Moraimont est là tout bon, c'est de la valeur authentique. Pour franchir le Rubicon, on ne peut pas dire qu'il hésite. Moraimont est le canon, c'est de la bombe atomique. Quand il déboule, nom de nom, l'air en devient électrique.
This is Soundcheck. I'm Kurt Anderson, host of Studio 360, in today for John Schaefer. It was a decade ago that the former supermodel Carla Bruni released her debut album, surprising critics who'd been a little skeptical of her new musical career and selling 2 million records. Carla Bruni has continued making music and releasing albums, and then surprised the world again when she married the French president, Nicolas Sarkozy, in 2008. Carla Bruni's latest album, her fourth, is lovely, and it is called Little French Songs. And she joins me here right now in the studio. Carla, welcome.
Hello, thank you.
So this is your first album since your husband left the presidency.
Yeah, right, exactly.
Did you consciously put your musical career on hold while he was president?
Not really on hold. It was just, yeah, it was on hold. But, there was so much work to do. And also there was so much charity work to do. That was great.
Being first lady.
Yeah, but it was great because then you can help people. A different position. So, and also it was very fast because it was only 5 years,
yeah.
4 years.
Yeah.
At our age, for us, you.
Yes.
Fly.
As we know. And you, while you were first lady, you acted in Woody Allen's film,
yes.
Midnight in Paris.
A very small part.
But a lovely part. And
yes.
I wondered at the time, was that your effort to show, I'm not just the first lady of France?
Yeah, well, the thing is that he asked me to play in his movie, so I couldn't. I really like his work, so I couldn't refuse. And the movie was then, so I said to myself, "Well, I'm not going to miss a chance, even though I'm not an actress. He's not going to ask me, many times."
He used you well.
Yeah, it was a pleasure. It was a real pleasure to try to be an actress for a few days.
And on this album, naturally, given that your husband has been president, he's still a political figure, you were first lady, people said, looking for political meaning and import and connections in the songs. Were there any consciously?
No, I don't think so.
Yeah?
No. Le
Pingouin, everybody says, oh, that's Hollande. No?
A song belongs to the one who listens to it.
Yeah. It seems, though, that you don't consider yourself a particularly political person.
Oh, I'm not political at all.
Yeah.
No. As I told you, as I just told you, those years were great because you can do all this charity work and help the other people. That I really like.
Right.
But I don't think I'd be good in political. It's a job.
Yeah, but it's a performative job dealing with the public, and that's what you've done for a long time.
I can deal with the image, related to politics, but certainly not with the real.
Yeah, the backroom fighting and all that.
And also decisions, responsibilities. I don't have any gift for that. No skill.
Then you're well out of it. The song you're going to start us off with is in French. It's Chez
Keith et Anita.
Yeah. Tell us a little bit about what it is.
And
I know who Keith and Anita
Keith
are.
Keith and Anita is actually, of course, I'm not really talking about them.
Not Keith Richards and Anita Pallenberg?
Yeah, exactly. But I'm not really talking precisely or personally about Keith Richards and Anita Pallenberg. I was talking about this house in the south of France called Nalcote, where it was recorded a record and was shot a reportage by this French photographer called Dominique Tarlet.
This is where Exile on Main Street was shot.
The album was Exile on Main Street.
Yeah.
And the reportage seems to be absolutely incredible. There was many people, not only the Stones, just people hanging out there. And, the time, that time of the history, after the 60s, beginning of the 70s, everything seems to be so free and so relaxed and so cool.
Yes.
And nothing ever is like this anymore, right? So I was born.
Well, probably it wasn't that way then either,
I'm sure.
Only in retrospect.
I'm sure. That's what the Woody Allen film says.
Yeah.
It says that past always looks nice. Nicer, but maybe it's an illusion.
So you weren't there as a teenage girl?
Never. I was never there because I was just newborn, when at the time of the facts. It's more of a song like, no matter where you are, you can be in the street, you can be in the metro, you can be stuck somewhere, you can be doing a job that you don't like so much, but you can dream on It's a song about a dreamer, really, which, of course, I am. I'm a complete daydreamer. And so instead of being stuck somewhere where you don't like it, you can just go to Keith and Anita. That's what the song says.
Well, let's hear the song. This is Carla Bruni, accompanied by her guitarist, Taoufiq Farah. The song is Shay Keith and Anita, live here on Soundcheck.
Dans les bagnoles, au Batignolle, à Istanbul, avenue du Roule, sur un atoll, ou dans la foule, on est là où l'on peut. À Notre-Dame, au bord du drame, à Macao, à Birmingham, dans un bistrot, ou sous un tram, on est là où l'on peut. Moi je ne suis pas là, non, je suis chez Keith et Anita, c'est le petit matin. Mais on n'est pas couché, ma foi. Quelqu'un se roule un joint. Oh non, merci, je ne fume pas. Quelqu'un joue du Chopin. On est chez Keith et Anita. Quelqu'un joue du Chopin. On est chez Keith et Anita. Dans une poubelle, le nez au ciel, dans un hôtel, au Sofitel, à Singapour, à Bruxelles, dans un tunnel, mis sous tutelle, au petit jour, au grand carrefour. On est là où l'on peut. Au fond du trou, à l'aube blême, au rendez-vous, à la traîne, à Malibu, à Valenciennes, à Katmandou, à Saint-Étienne, dans les verrous, ou à la Madeleine, on est là où l'on peut. Mais moi je ne suis pas là, non, 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 je suis chez Keith et Anita, c'est la fin de l'été. Mais il fait encore doux, ma foi, quelqu'un boit du rosé, et quelqu'un joue de l'harmonica, qui fait bon d'exister. Ici chez Keith et Anita, qui fait bon d'exister. Ici chez Keith et Anita. Politique en place publique à l'aventure, dans l'Antarctique à l'âge tendre, au canonique au bord du Gange, à Dubrovnik sous les louanges, couvert de fange, on est là où, où l'on peut. Au fond du trou, à l'aube blême, au rendez-vous, à la traîne, à Malibu, à Valenciennes, à Katmandou, à Saint-Étienne, sous les verrous, ou à la Madeleine, on est là où, où l'on peut. Moi je ne suis pas là, non, 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 je suis chez Keith et Anita. Ici tout est tranquille, il n'y a pas l'ombre d'un tracas. Marianne sans la vanille, toute de velours et de soie, comme la vie scintille. Ici chez Keith et Anita, comme la vie scintille. Ici chez Keith et Anita. C'était l'été 70, je ne savais rien de tout ça. Et pourtant j'arrivais chez Keith, chez Keith et Anita. C'était l'été 70, je ne savais rien de tout ça. Et pourtant j'arrivais chez Keith et Anita.
This is Soundcheck. I'm Kurt Anderson, and that was Carla Bruni performing her song Chez Keith and Anita off her new album Little French Songs. Is your style of singing modeled on any particular person, singer of the past?
Oh, many people. You know, well, a lot of Italian female singers like Ornella Vanoni, also Brazilian female singers like Elis Regina. But apart from that, there's plenty of voices that I really like that I can't identify to. You know, I love Nina Simone, I love Billie Holiday, I love Dolly Parton, I love Emmylou Harris, I love, you know, I love Bessie Smith, I love Marianne Faithfull, I love Françoise Hardy, I love Barbara, I love Mina. You know, it's hard for me to choose because there's so many people I listened to when I was a kid.
Right.
And just dream about their voice and about, you know, singing myself one day. Of course, I don't compare myself to
right,
these people,
right.
But they've been, you know, such an inspiration for me. And it took me a while to, you know, to manage to go and sing. But now I really, I still listen a lot to all this inspiration.
And naturally, because you're who you are, you lived in France for most of your life, people think, oh, she's a chanson. This is what she is. That's the tradition she's in. Do you think of yourself being in that musical tradition?
Yeah. Writing in French and then writing the music for French lyrics puts you in a chanson, you know, because, of course, you know, it's not very modern. You know, my music is very sort of like folk music, you know, simple. And yeah, I guess, you know, when you write in French, that what makes it chanson, you know, chanson française, because French is not such an easy language to write.
And especially, why is that?
Well, it's very rich to write, but it's not a very easy language to sing.
Uh-huh.
Because it's too. English has a lot of rhythm. Italian has a lot of vocality. You know, Italian, you seem like you're singing when you're reading the menu. And and English has a lot of, you know, really, it has beat and rhythm, and it carries you with his beat. What French is not very musical. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's not always on the same tune. Bah, 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 bah.
Well, in that song in particular that you just sang, you stick a lot of words.
I stick a lot of words, yeah, because the good point with French is that there is very rich to describe. You know, it has a lot of description, yeah.
In the title song off this record, Little French Song, singular, you mentioned some of the great famous French singers like Serge Gainsbourg and Edith Piaf and Jacques Brel.
Aznavour, Reggiani, Johnny Holiday.
Those are obviously all big figures that everybody knows, but it doesn't sound like those are specifically your inspirations or models.
Not really. They're mixed. Some of them are my inspiration and the other are just part of our, you know, French cultural, you know.
Patrimony?
Patrimoine.
Yeah. See, we can speak in two languages.
Yeah.
May we hear?
Good accent, Kurt.
May we hear a little? Oh, I can fake the accent. I just can't actually understand the language. May we hear a little French song?
Yes, I just go and play it now.
Thank you. You're listening to Soundcheck. I'm Kurt Anderson, singer and former French First Lady Carla Bruni is here with us in the studio today.
Quand tout va mal, when life goes wrong. Try for a little French song. French song are maybe démodé, mais si douce à fredonner. French song are tender à l'envie, nostalgique à l'infini. Et quand on ne sait plus where to belong, try for a little French song. French song will take you to Paris, to Pigalle, Lille, Saint-Louis. French song are dancing sous la pluie, de Bastille aux Tuileries. Because we have de quoi frimer, we have Brassens, Brel and Ferré, we have Boris, Vian, Barbara, Gainsbourg, Trenet, Prévert, Cosma. Because we have de quoi choisir, we have Aznavour, Reggiani, Beko, Nougaro, Moustaki, Edith, Piaf, Clo, and Johnny. Oh oui, 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 bien sûr, ce n'est pas Duke Ellington, ce n'est pas Elvis ni Jackson, ce n'est pas Fitzgerald ou Armstrong, c'est just a little French song. Quand le chagrin reste tout long, moi je chante une little French song. Because we have de quoi frimer, we have Brassens, Brel and Ferré, we have Boris, Vian, Barbara, Gainsbourg, Trenet and Jean Ferrat. Because we have de quoi choisir, we have Aznavour, Reggiani, Beko, Nougaro, Moustaki, Edith, Piaf, Clo, Clo and Johnny. Oh oui, oui, qu'on soit de Londres ou de Hong Kong, qu'on soit trois feuilles choubon, qu'on soit Jellaba ou Sarong, try for a little French song. Ouais. Et quand les méchants sonnent à leur gong, moi je chante une little French song. Thank you.
That was Carla Bruni singing, finger snapping, and whistling a little French song off her new album of the same name, accompanied on guitar in that song by Taoufik Farah. That was lovely. And the whistling.
You like the whistling?
Well, yeah, and I heard it on the recording, but I didn't expect you to suddenly whistle here in the studio.
I'm the man orchestra.
Yeah, exactly.
With the hand and the whistle. I like to whistle. It's not so easy because it's not so easy to be tuned, you know, when you whistle. But here, it's a very good sound.
Really?
Yeah.
I'm glad we could provide good sound.
Yeah, really nice. So I could hear the whistle, you know.
Most of the songs, like that one, are in French with a little bit of English thrown in.
Yeah,
little
that's French a Fringlish, song. Yeah.
But you've also got this song on the album called Douce France.
Dolce France.
Dolce France, which is an Italian version of the French song.
Yeah.
By the famous French singer Charles Trenet. What drew you to that? And you changed it to Italian because... You're Italian?
Yeah, I changed it to Italian because I'm Italian, because I spent my childhood in France, because somehow these songs sort of, you know, bring something, you know, brings me somewhere. And also because it was possible to translate it, because not all songs are, you know,
right.
It doesn't always fit.
Right.
And Douce France, it just fitted right away, you know, because I don't think, you know, translation, you know, is like sort of betrayed. Sometimes you
have to change
the
world. Well, it's always an
approximation,
right? Yeah,
it's an approximation, and I'm not such a poet that I would dare translate Charles Trenet. The song is really nice.
Let's listen to a little bit of your version.
Dolce Francia, caro paese d'infanzia, mi hai collata di speranza. E ti ho presa nel mio cuore, la mia casa che tranquilla ci aspettava, e mia madre sorrideva senza l'ombra di un timore. Brano. Io ti amo nella gioia e nel dolore.
That's Carla Bruni singing Dolce Francia off her new album. When you changed it, turned it into an Italian song from the famous French song that it was. Did that make it feel different to
yeah,
you?
Yeah, it gave it something Latin, even though French is Latin. But it gave something, Latin I'm talking about, it has something of a bossa nova, you know. It slowed down. Because it's much more tonic about it, Charles Trenet, perfect version, but... You know, from the, you know, it was in the 50s. So, Douce France, cher pays de mon enfance. Very classic. Mm-hmm, right? Mm-hmm. So that goes so much. No. Dolce Francia. Much slower, really. And I think that comes from the language again. You know,
yeah.
The language has a lot of sounds, you know, and direction. It gives you direction. I don't think it's the same to sing, you know, in Italian, in French, or in German, you know. Or in English, and this Italian slows it down and makes it more sensual, I would say. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Do the French, have you gotten any backlash from your French compatriots saying,
okay.
How dare she do that?
Nah, okay, yeah.
Do you feel more Italian or French?
I feel more Italian. I've been recently French, you know. I got French when I was married.
Although you lived in France for many years.
I lived in France, but, you know, Europe is so much like, you know, Europe, that I never thought, you know, I never thought of becoming French.
Right.
I'm talking about
you grew up in the EU generation.
Yeah, right. So we all had the same passport, you
know.
Right,
right.
And I became French when I got married because of my husband's position. And
otherwise
I would have probably remained Italian, which is, you know, we're cousin, French and Italian.
Yeah.
Yeah. Jean Cocteau used to say French people are Italian people in a bad mood.
Oh, that's funny.
Yeah.
That seems true.
Kind of true.
who operate their country a little better.
Yeah.
Do you are you going on tour and performing?
Yes,
as you,
I'll be going on tour in France, then in Europe, and even coming to United States.
Yeah.
I can't believe I can do that. Such a lucky, and I feel very. I'm looking forward really to come and play and to be able to tour again. That's the nicest part, really.
Is performing outside of France and being outside of France different? Because people know you were married to the president and all that, but I would think the baggage of that would be less when you're in the UK or...
Definitely. Yeah. But even in France now, you know, if you, you know, when he was in that position, everything was, of course, a little tense, but... Now it's not anymore. Mm-hmm. I must say, with this album, I could really feel it. And when I play in front of people, I can feel that.
In France?
Yeah, in France.
So now you're the famous one that everyone loves.
Nah, he's famous, believe me. It's hard.
And
it's hard to, you know, I mean, I can disguise myself very easily. I put no makeup, I put no hair, and I dress like sports. He's not disguisable at all.
I don't know. You're not beautiful at all. Uh-huh. Can we hear another song?
Thanks.
Can we hear another song?
I'd like to sing you J'arrive à toi. It's a romantic song. It's the first song of the album. And it's a song about someone who arrives somewhere, maybe at a certain point.
I'm coming to you?
Yeah. Yeah. No.
I arrive?
I get to you.
Okay. Thanks. I'm Kurt Anderson, sitting in for John Schaefer on Soundcheck today. Here in the studio with me is the singer, model, and, former First Lady of France, Carla Bruni. She's playing songs from her latest album, Little French Songs.
J'arrive au port, les mains vides. J'arrive au soir sans compter. Et à chaque matin à vide, il me faut recommencer. J'arrive au front sans sagesse. J'arrive à l'âge sans raison. C'est sûr qu'on vit de justesse. C'est sûr qu'on vit sans façon. J'arrive à toi par miracle. Après de longues années, après des siècles d'obstacles et des lundis tristes à pleurer. Je n'arrive à rien qui console, je n'arrive à rien qui prétend, je n'arrive à rien qui s'envole, à rien qui défie le temps. Et s'il arrive qu'une étoile sur nous se penche un instant, c'est sûr que la vie nous dévale, c'est sûr qu'elle nous entreprend. J'arrive à toi par miracle, après de longues années, à consulter les oracles et à guetter l'inespéré. J'arrive du nord de l'Irlande, j'arrive du creux d'une vallée, j'arrive droit de Saint-Marcande, j'arrive des Indes poivrées. S'il arrive que je chante, que je me laisse emporter, c'est sûr que la vie nous tourmente, c'est sûr qu'on goûte au regret. J'arrive à toi par miracle, après de longues années, après l'enfance grisâtre et la jeunesse endiablée.
That was Carla Bruni performing J'arrive à toi, and I feel like having a drink now.
me too.
it has been a pleasure meeting you and talking to you. Thank you so
very,
very
much.
Thanks
for letting us play. It's wonderful.
Thank you. Carla Bruni's new album is called Little French Songs, and it is out right now.
Elle a mis des feuilles à ses branches. Elle a mis des voiles à son mât. Enfilé ses plus jolis bas. Brûlé ses habits du dimanche. Elle a regardé l'existence. Tous ses souvenirs entassés. Dans son cœur comme des cendres. Tous ses rêves à demi fanés. Alors elle a murmuré. Liberté, liberté, liberté. Liberté, tu dois bien exister. Oui, on l'entendit murmurer. Liberté, liberté, liberté. Ooh, liberté, tu dois bien exister. Il s'est fait un royaume étrange entre le mur et le caniveau, à l'abri d'un kiosque à journaux. Il a choisi sa résidence. Il n'a pas connu de vendange, ni de douceur au fil de l'eau. La cruauté, l'indifférence se sont penchés sur son berceau. Mais on l'entend murmurer. Liberté, liberté, liberté. Ooh, liberté, tu dois bien exister. Oui, on l'entend murmurer. Liberté, liberté.